And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, hello, good morning. Happy last Monday in 2024. Can you believe it? This is Janelle Petrosino, Level 2 Integrative Health Practitioner and Personal Trainer. And today we're going to dive into all things the detox. I feel like the detox is something that I am so excited about because I just completed my first 21-day detox in November, and I actually just got the clearance from the health practitioner that I'm guided by to do another 7-day in January. I always say detoxing should be under the guidance of a practitioner because everybody's a little different, but my experience in November was absolutely incredible and life-changing. And about every quarter, as health practitioners, we run a community detox. So our next one actually starts January 6th, which is days away. So if you are somebody that is feeling so logy and exhausted and just sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and you just know that 2025 has to be the year that you get to the root, that's the key, the root of your health issues or the struggles and the chronic symptoms that hold you back from thriving and living your best life, then you are in the right place. So I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. I tend to get long-winded about the things that I'm really passionate about, and the detox is it. I actually wasn't even informed about detoxing until the last couple of years, and I feel like bringing awareness to this is one of my biggest purposes as an IHP, because I just think that so often we go to the doctor and we assume that we're going to get the answer. And a lot of people walk out the doors not really knowing much more than they knew when they went inside. And I'm sure you can resonate to that. So what ends up happening is that when we go to the doctor, you know, we go to the doctor to ensure that we're not in any acute danger or to possibly receive guidance on, you know, a diagnosis or whatnot. But when it comes to getting to the root, a lot of times we don't have those conversations at the doctor's office. So that's what we are qualified to do as IHPs. We help educate people and inform people on their bodies and how they function and why they do certain things and what certain messages from our bodies mean and what our bodies are trying to communicate with us. And so if you're somebody that wakes up tired, or you have chronic joint pain, or you get headaches, or you have to take allergy medication, like, this is your body's way of saying there's something out of balance, any chronic symptom. We are brought to believe that feeling chronically ill as we get older is the way it's supposed to be. And while that may be common, it's not normal. You can actually feel better as you get older if you get to the root of the things that are manifesting within your body. And that's what liver detoxing does. It helps us to lower our toxic burden. What does that mean? So, you know, throughout time, we accumulate toxins in our body as a result of exposures to the things that we are near or around or that we consume. So whether it be, you know, you live by a field that is spraying pesticides and herbicides all over the place, and you have your windows open, or maybe it's the cosmetics that you were using the last 10 years, or the birth control that you've been on that's contributing to imbalances in your body, and or, you know, acquiring different toxins from maybe even the fruit that you're eating. Maybe you haven't been washing the fruit and you're consuming some of the pesticides. Like, it's really hard to avoid toxins. That's the thing. And that's why detoxing is so important, because we really can't hide from the toxins. We can't get away from them. But what we can do is learn how to take preventative measures to keep our bodies safe and healthy. And our liver is our body's filter, and our liver can only take so much. If you're not supporting the liver, if you're not supporting your natural detox pathways, you have a poor diet or poor lifestyle habits, you know, your body gets congested, and then those toxins end up circulating throughout your bloodstream and add to what I refer to as your toxic burden. Your toxic burden being high is what usually exudes a lot of, like, unfriendly, unwarranted chronic symptoms that you just don't want, that make you feel like crap. So what is a functional medicine liver detox? It is a simple program to help support your body in the most natural way possible. We use natural herbs and a protein powder multivitamin type shake that is geared towards supporting phase 1 and 2 liver detoxification. So supporting the liver with the natural herbs that it needs to really function at its best and replenish itself while also helping the body to release those toxins outside, like out of the body. So it's a 7-day protocol. If it's your first time, we usually recommend doing the 21-day. Obviously, this is not medical advice. You always want to consult your health practitioner or your physician, but it's a program where you just follow it. You utilize the supplements and you consume really healthy foods and macro balancing your meals, which is my favorite, to support your body in healing and taking away those processed things and taking away those foods that aren't serving you to really support your body in this process. And so why do we do this? Because if you have a higher toxic burden, number one, you don't feel the best. And number two, you put yourself in a situation where your body is less likely to recalibrate and find its equilibrium. And the more imbalanced your body is, the more susceptible you become to developing chronic illness down the road. So that we don't want that, right? So that's why we need to do this. It's no longer a luxury, in my opinion. It's a necessity. And for a lot of people, especially living in a toxic world that gets more and more toxic, it seems like by the year, we really need to understand the importance of doing this because yes, exercising, eating healthy, eating a vegetable at dinner, those are all really great habits. But you know, if you're not getting to the root, which a lot of times is the toxicities and deficiencies that are underlying, you know, then you're really not truly healing. You're just kind of putting a band-aid on the issue, if you will. So how do you do this? You know, you partner up with a health practitioner, like one of us. If you know any one of us personally, or you resonate with one of us personally, you can reach out through our social medias or our emails, but to receive guidance on how to get started. You know, I personally recommend doing this with a community so you have the extra accountability and support. We do our quarterly detoxes, one starting on January 6th, and then a quarter later, we'll be doing another one if you can't make it this time, or even just doing it with a family member or a friend is a really great way to stay accountable to doing the getting through the process and really staying committed. Because that's the thing, purchasing the detoxing, saying that you're going to do it is one thing, but really fully committing to it is another. And I fully committed to the 21 days. It was the most disciplined I've ever been in my life. And it ended up changing my life forever because even some of the habits that I acquired during the detox, I'm still committed to today that continue to bless me and my journey. And so the benefits that I felt amazing on the detox, not only physically, but mentally. Like I think it was like a really big mental breakthrough that I needed to like break some of those unhealthy habits that were no longer serving me and release some of those foods that I was holding on to for like emotional purposes. I felt like you can relate, but also just physically speaking, I no longer have those like afternoon crashes. I wake up feeling so much more positive and focused when I'm doing my work. And the biggest one, I feel way less irritable in the evenings when it comes to mom life. So those are some of like the surface level benefits that I've noticed, but the big one was my blood work and my menstrual cycle. So I have a history of secondary amenorrhea and infertility from years ago, but I also have been either pregnant or breastfeeding for the last 7+ years. And so my menstrual cycle has been a little bit irregular, but it recently has really gotten to a healthy place, which is a blessing. And if you don't know this, your menstrual cycle is a detox pathway. So you want to have a healthy, regular menstrual cycle. But my blood work, I just recently went over blood work with my health practitioner, and there are so many drastic improvements, especially when it comes to my thyroid specifically is the main one, and my cortisol levels, which if you don't know anything about cortisol, it's a stress hormone. So doing a detox is a really great way to also kind of take some of the stress and burden off your body. So the one last thing I want to kind of share with you is that this is something that you can actually include the whole family on. So your kids, obviously they're not going to take the herbs and the supplements and do the actual protocol depending on their age. But my husband and I are getting ready to do this again on January 6th. We're each just doing a 7-day and we're going to incorporate our kids on it. And so some fun tips to incorporate your kids is just kind of detoxing their little bodies from all the processed junk that's not serving them, kind of educating them along the way, like what different foods do and why we consume different macros and why we want to balance our meals and why we want to eat fiber first, and kind of just including them in the process. And then also just allowing them to be a part of the decision-making process. When you go to the store, when you're making something for dinner, it's a great way to kind of open your child's perspective about eating healthy and how it really, the connection of how it really does make us feel better. So kind of just doing like a trial of detoxing things that just don't serve you and your family. So whether it be detoxing from cell phone time after dinner, or detoxing from tablet time or technology as a family, or maybe purging a toy room that and donating toys to someone in need as a way to detox the space. You know, it's just, there's so many things that you could do with this and make it really fun kicking off the new year. But in my personal perspective as a health practitioner, it's a no-brainer to kick off your year with a functional medicine liver detox to really set your body, mind, soul, family, environment up for success for the new year. And just a side note, you know, the detox is life-changing, but it's not, it's only the first step, right? So it's a really great gateway into some of the goals and aspirations that you may be planning and the lifestyle adjustments, because that's really what it comes down to for the new year that you are envisioning today as we embark on this new chapter. And so I really want to encourage you to join us and to be a part of this and to explore this as an option to greater health and healing for you and your families. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at intuitivehealthjp@gmail.com or reach out to the health practitioner that you know personally from this podcast. But we're here to answer your questions, to help you and to guide you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And next time we see you, it'll be 2025.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.